Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us through Jesus. Thank you that you have given us a new life. Thank you that in our lives, where we go about our business, you help us to make a living, to support our families, but also to give back directly to you through your church. Thank you that we can give back and that you can use this money to save souls, to bring order. Thank you for all your blessings. Amen. You may have wondered why I've been moving this around and looking down here. That was just silly business, but the point of the exercise is that I don't talk loud enough. And if I talk like this all the time, my wife would be shocked. In fact, whenever I raise my voice, and not in anger necessarily even, she gets a shock. So I will try to remember to speak more forcefully. Now you know why I have notes. And I'm serious. Without notes, I would be stumbling all over the place with words. All right. Here I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
And please, if you come to a conclusion that I'm not speaking loud enough, little signal. That's okay. I don't mind. Okay. As you well know, we are doing a new series. Well, it's not new now. It's been well and truly road tested. But a new series to me in Be Light. That's our theme these days, Be Light. And Team Rusty and Derek have been on the job in the month of March, and I will finish up today. Now, Rusty, to me, when he preaches, is like a relentless detective. And he keeps going through the scriptures until he gets to the conclusion that he wants to get to. Rusty. On the other hand, we have Derek. He's like a relaxed English gentleman with his slippers on, telling us nice stories. And what about me? That's not important. My theme for today is walking in the light and the connection of walking in the light with fellowship. That's fellowship with each other and fellowship with God. And we'll get to some scripture in a moment. But God, as Michael just said, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, it's all God. Sorry, it's not it. He's all God. Now, the scriptures I'm using today are found in John the Apostle's first letter, the first chapter, indeed, written based on his experiences of living and walking with Jesus in the 3 years or so immediately before the death and resurrection of Jesus. John was very close to Jesus and was known as the disciple Jesus loved. He was the favourite disciple, according to John's Gospel. I was surprised when I looked to see where it was written in the Bible, and there were four instances, and they were all in John's Gospel. But he was number one in the rat pack of the disciples. Now, the introduction to John's letter sums up his intentions in writing the letter, and that can be found in 1 John 1, 3 to 4, which says, 1 John 1, 3 to 4, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Fellowship, that's what John's on about. What is fellowship? Well, we all have a conception of what fellowship is. But what is the meaning of fellowship in 1 John 1:3? The Greek word used is koinonia. Koinonia fellowship is not simply a shared activity that we participate in. It is a kind and quality of life in which we participate. It's not just an activity, it's life. Put simply, we share the very life of God. It means that we share the divine life or eternal life of God. Not only do we have spiritual unity and shared life among the believers, but we also receive and share the very life of God. As John has written a little further on, 1 John 1:5-10. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And that's God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The triune God, there is no darkness in him. Moving on to verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. It's not possible to have fellowship with God if we walk in darkness. That is to say, if we continually turn to sin as our way of life. Moving on to verse 7, which is the key for me today. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. As I just said, verse 7 is my key word from God's word today. And finishing off that paragraph, as it were, in John's writing, just to remind us of our status if we don't walk in the light, that is to say, if we sin, John has also written, verse 8 and onwards, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And again he says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Our present state as believers in Jesus is fellowship with one another and with the resurrected Jesus Christ in the light, if we continue to walk in the light. Reversion to walking in darkness is always a possibility if we fall into sin. If so, John encourages us to confess our sin and return to walking in the light. So that's a summary of where I believe these verses take us. But let's just kick back a little bit. As I said, the key for me today is the central verse in that paragraph, 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'll probably say that a few more times before I get to the end of this message, so don't be too surprised. But I think these verses give us an insight into God's methodology and the outcome of successfully applying the methodology. Someone said that I was a scientist, I think. Well, maybe I am. But in these verses, or in this one verse, the key words, and there are lots of them, lots of small words. Almost each word on its own is packed with meaning and power. We are going to contrast verse 6 and verse 7. You might remember already that verse 6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." And verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." We're going to take verse 7 one word at a time. First word is but. Now the word but signifies a change of direction, in this case for the better, from darkness to light, from sin to cleansing by the blood of Jesus, from lies to practicing the truth. God's first choice is always for the better or the best. But. I like that word. The next word is if. Two letters, an even smaller word. But what power it has. It's a small but powerful word. If is the indispensable key to making progress in God's direction. Our choice is conditional. It's not automatic. We must choose God's way before we can walk in God's direction. The third word is we. Now, we here signifies inclusivity. John's writing to his readers. His readers become part of the we. John and his readers, we. John and his readers include each other. And that can be whether it's two or three or a whole church full. We are all included in koinonia fellowship with God. And we'll come to the word fellowship soon. So far we've got but if we. And the next word is walk. John is not talking about a race. We should take time together, whether two or three or a whole church full. Jesus and his disciples did a lot of walking from the end of Israel to the other and back again, more than once. Walking is the essence here, not rushing. And we're urged to walk in the light, to take our place in God's light. Be light together, with each other, for each other. The next little section is as he, and the he here is God. He is central, our source and model by the agency of the Holy Spirit. It says as he is in the light. So we're meant to walk as he is in the light, walk in the light as he, God, is in the light. God is in the light always, reflecting the always forever state of being of Jesus. He is in the light always. So then we come to another we, and it comes back to the inclusive theme again. John and his readers, including us, and God. We have fellowship, it says. The shared life of God, not just for me. The focus here is broad, shared relationship. We have fellowship with one another. The shared life of God. I say again, not just for me, but the focus is broad, a shared relationship. So that's the bulk of the moving done. But then it goes on to say, and there could be many ands. God is multidimensional. It could be a million things, and. But John specifically writes that the and is the blood of Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's the and in this case. The blood of Jesus Christ, the precious, powerful, indispensable, saving blood of Jesus Christ, as we just shared in the communion. That's the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. This is God's Son, Messiah Jesus, God's servant and agent of salvation. His blood cleanses us. God's object, his aim, is to make us cleansed and purified, fit for purpose, to be in fellowship. God's aim, inclusive. Cleansed from all sin. All sin, that's present and future and past. The cleansing from sin is all-encompassing. Even though we may not realise or have worked out the scope of that, be assured it's all. So the key today, I believe, is found in this verse with its punchy words. And I'll read it again, as I said I would. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We are enabled to be in koinonia fellowship with God if we choose to walk with him in his eternal light and life. So that's us here. We are enabled to be in koinonia fellowship with God if we choose to walk with him in his eternal light and life. So how does this work out, this walking in the light? What do we actually do? I won't read the verse again. I'll move to the next paragraph. Speaking from my own experience, which goes back a fair way, I'm talking now in the late 1970s. Wow. My first experience of walking in the light as a new believer in the late 1970s was within a house church in Adelaide, which I have spoken of before. The pastor of the house church, and I was their first convert, so he was sitting around twiddling his thumbs for things to do. Not true. He was an activist, but I was their first convert. And he basically gave me heaps of time, one-on-one, in learning how to walk in the light with Jesus. From that beginning, I joined separately, one-on-one, with two other blokes, one who was also a house church member and another who was a work colleague. And it was exciting for me exploring together the scriptures stepping into new life experiences, and discovering an increasing sense of following Jesus. And that all happened before I met Julie, just to get the context here. Moving on, of more recent times, and this is really moving on, this is like now, but of more recent times here in Canberra, I have come across a local neighbour, and we have developed a similar fellowship informed by similar experiences. Walking in the light does not have to be one-on-one. For example, when I see our live stream elders at work, I believe I see a quality and depth of walking in the light fellowship. I believe that. And thank you. However, one-on-one works best for me. Another outcome I have discovered: God instills in us a desire to get things straight with friends or colleagues, even if they are not believers. And Rebecca mentioned that just this morning too. I have spoken before of an occasion early in my Christian walk when I had to apologise to my university supervisor for speaking badly of him behind his back. I believe God gave me the desire and the ability to reach out in humility, truth, and love, and to speak my peace. It was not easy, but it was necessary, and I learned a lot from it. I don't have lots of those stories to tell. If I did, I'd probably be crying. So I might stop there. When we step into that relationship with God, it's a two-way thing. We covered that a lot in our looking at. I told you, if I don't write it down, it's gone. So yes, but God knows our hearts. He knows our weaknesses. The cross covers all our sins, even those we don't know about. So I'm just going to conclude here, give thanks to God, and then we can enjoy some standing and walking in the light time over a cup of tea. Thank you, God, for the provision you have made for us. Thank you, you have opened yourself up to us and made time with you available to us. We can walk with you in the light. And you change us. You cleanse us from sin. You lead us into new paths. Paths for the better and for the best. Thank you. Thank you now that we can share some fellowship together and, just enjoy being in your presence. Amen.